Okay.
Okay, so the first thing was just a kind of hello thing. I was just talking about it at the Aeneg a bit, and I don't know, it's kind of like you can learn the Gemara, or Gemara, and you think, oh, it's kind of a lot of agadotis and stuff like that. But there is actually kind of quite a serious halakhic issue that comes from our Gemara, which is like listening to music generally, right? And obviously, all of this is because of the Beis Hamikdash was destroyed. So there seems to be like gezeira, maybe gezeiras, I'm not sure, like not to listen to music. So, I mean, the question here is like, what is this like the definition of that gezeira, right? Is it that you're just not allowed to listen to music, yeah? At meal times or when drinking, yeah, which would then make our lives a little bit easier. You know,
not much though, because a lot of times when we listen to them. Well, it's a simpler then.
Or is it no? Is it just stun? Like, you know, you can't get out your guitar and play music to yourself. Yeah. So what? I mean, what's the
right.
Well, what's the getter? So if you look from the Gemara, and Mishnah of the Gemara, there's actually like different indications, and we'll see it comes out mamish and machlokas between Mechaber and the Ramah. So it's a pretty fundamental machlokas here. Because we start off by saying Mishabitlu Sanhedrin battle Shia Mibes HaMishtaros, right? There was no Shia in the place where they would be drinking, and that's like a fixed thing where they're having meals and drinking and things like that. Yeah,
the recreation hall.
So it sounds like it was a bit more. Maybe you could say it was a bit more of a limited gezeira, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then later on, it starts talking about, for instance, I mean, this is one of the examples they bring, right? That the song of the Garadi is Asa. What's the Garadi? The Garadi, they were work people. As they were working, they were singing. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And as opposed to the, you know, other work people where it was necessary for their work or whatever to keep themselves in time or to concentrate. But he was just stunned, just them enjoying themselves. And it was us, right? Now, they weren't eating, I assume. Yeah, as they were weaving. Let's have a look. So I just literally brought here the Shulchan Aruch in Aruch Chaim, right? And the Ramah here, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
And with the Mishnah Berurah kind of interposed, so you can see I'm kind of not making this up. So it says here, right? V'chein Gazru, this is the list of gezeiras about, this is number one, on the Chorban Abayis, yeah? Shalona game with Klishir, yeah? Not to play musical instruments, says the Ramah there. Hainu, right, the Bekli Asur, Afilu Shalom Alayayin Ledeyazu. So the Mishnah Berurah kind of jumps out into the fact, says the Mechaber just says you can't play a musical instrument. That means even when it doesn't say anything about drinking or eating. That's what the Mishnah Berurah says. V'chol Menei Zemer, and any kind of song is a problem, yeah? Now here comes the Haggad, comes the Ramah, and he says, V'yesh Omrim, some people say, Davka Misha Hirsha Ragil Behem. Right? This is not like a kind of one-off kind of thing. This is only situations of people who are all the time listening to music, yeah? By the way, I saw some Poskim say nowadays, like, kind of we are kind of all the time listening to music. So this first part may not help us too much, I'm not sure. It says the Ramah, so either it's like a kind of a thing that you're doing all the time, carries on, or Bebeis HaMishtah, or it's in a case of where you're in a meal, kind of meal environment, says the Mishnah Berurah there. But say Lamar, the fish who are yayin, because it's people are drinking, yeah, asru bazer, then it's asaf, afil misha ain't a ragil bazer. Even if it's not all the time, it's just, you know, just kind of a one off event, even still it would be asa, right? But da afilu bepeh asa lahalayayin, lakuli alma. And you should know, by the way, he says in the Mishnah Berurah, it's not just musical instruments, even if it's just kind of singing is a problem. So if you looked at Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, right? Question what the getter is, but you know, it doesn't like you question about what we do nowadays.
It sounds a bit narrow.
Well, it sounds as if you're right. So now, so I brought here that there's so many discussions on this. I didn't want to bring like the whole halakhic discussion, but I thought, you know what, I'll just bring this section for the Piskei Tshuvas that at least kind of shows some of the heterim and just gives us kind of feel in terms of to take away from. So it says the Piskei Tshuvas, this is in the one in brackets. Bizmanenu, right, Nishpashet ben Hamamonim, right, Lishma Nagina Bashira, right? So Mahakalim, right? So Hanal. So he says nowadays it's very, very common amongst the masses to listen to songs and shirim from instruments, these kind of instruments, yeah? But Kavar Katsvu Gudelia Poskim, Lil Mod Zhusalza. And many of the great, the post-Gim write in order to kind of, as a limitskuss on the fact that people nowadays really are pretty freely listening to instruments and song and stuff like that. Akev Choleshes Hadoris, because of the weakness of the generation, Hatsavim, yeah? Harofim, this is quite poetic language here. Hatsavim Harofim, right? And the sadness that kind of floats around us, yeah? Ushmias and Nigunim, Machazek Hanefesh, and listening to Nigunim strengthens us, yeah? Beprat, and in particular, La'anashim Shativa, note it La'atsavis, yeah? People whose kind of nature, they're inclined towards maybe you could call even depression or whatever, yeah? Shahari Hilahem Begeta Refua Mamish, and it's actually, you know, people, some, and I saw, by the way, as an example, especially youngsters, yeah, I saw, like, even in the Sephardi post can say that, you know, teenagers for sure, like, you know, they need to listen to music, you know, it's very important for their kind of balance, yeah, to listen to music, yeah. So the Issa Chazal who Kusha Kavana Lishin Tana Gureda. And this is a chazal where it's because of the base of Midrash, is where it's kind of like, it hasn't got these other kind of benefits that are necessary. It's just pure kind of tanuk, yeah? That's where they would go. The chen shmias shira, right? Hamivia lidei tevekus bash HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and another heter, where you're singing things in order to kind of, you know, for brengen kind of thing, to bring us closer to Hashem. That's it. That's also another heter. That's part of our avoda in order to bring us closer to Hashem, right? Now, however, he does end up, just to give a bit of balance here, he says here, Amnam kol hanal hu limits chus. All of these kind of things, but etzem, in terms of, in the round, they're kind of a bit of a limits chus here, right? Ulekach, talmidei hachamim va'anshei maisa, hameduktib b'mitzvus, yesh lehimanea mishmias nigunim mekli zema. So his conclusion, yeah, is just to point out that, you know, if you can, you know, you shouldn't be listening. Now, I should point out, again, that I couldn't bring everything, but as Rabbi Yehoshua said, there are certain things where it's absolutely clear everyone agrees it's mutter, yeah? For instance, yeah, simchas, yeah? There's no, like, you don't need to be machmir when it comes to bar mitzvah or weddings. Well, actually, weddings, that's a Yerushalayim, is a minhag, but whatever. But when it comes to, like, a siyum, there are certain things where that you don't need to be machmir. And also, for instance, you know, chol hamoed, yeah? As an example, yeah, it is a time of simcha, and therefore it's a time where for sure it's mutter to listen to music and things like that. So it's not, but and it may end up being that when you think about it, all those things combined, actually, we don't necessarily listen to so much music other than those times. So maybe it's not such a problem. But just to point out, there is, you know, not to ignore the issue entirely. Okay, and anyway, that's an interesting takeaway. From Masukia.
And you should make sure to drink whiskey and not wine.
Nice.
Or vodka. But that, I'm sure that's a Dian as well, right? If it's Shamash, well,
Mishkos
is
not they point out, by the way, I should say, yeah, that they say that you know, making a concert is very the post-Gim say is kind of problematic. I mean, not on Chol HaMoed, as I said, but if you were to stum a musician was to make a concert, yeah. Because Beis HaMishtos is not really just, it's the fact that people are gathered there as certain kaviyas, yeah? So that lechora just stammers tanug, a concert is a tanug. Post can really, besides from other issues that they're bothered by about men and women mixing together, but... Okay, yeah, again, if it's people who are sad and need to be uplifted and things like that, then yeah,
the Israeli Philharmonic Orchestra was just, was disrupted with fireworks. I thought maybe it was sure Palestinians, but maybe it was Rabbeim.
Maybe it was
protesting.
People who
the good performers had Torah in there.
Aha, uh-huh. I thought that's right. Sorry.
What was this?
They embed Torah in their hat. Uh-huh. To say something about the song.
Uh-huh. That's another hat, so it could be.
Yeah. Okay. Okay, so now these are more now the classic kind of questions here. So we start, so number two, yeah? So it says, Zimra Bebesa Chor Bebesefa, right? So just a little question here. Why would the home be destroyed? Yeah? Why is it if you listen to this song, your home dafka will be destroyed? Yeah. So the Marsha says here, two things, Marsha and Yaakov, yeah, in Yaakov. So Marsha, the first one says, Dakvek Lomar Bebesa, to who Zemel Tanuku, right? La Fuga. So the reason of your house is because when you listen to your house, it's linked to some of the things we've talked about. That's kind of like where you chill out. That's just Tanuk, yeah? Right? La Fuki Zimmer de Nagdi or de Bakri, where we said sometimes there's work songs which are actually not Tanuk, they're kind of necessary to help you work, yeah? She'ena la Taguk, ena la Malacha. So that's why it's your house, because your house is the expression of where you chill out, yeah? So says the Ian Yaakov, he says slightly different, he says, Lefish hu ena mis'abal al chorben abayis. Because you're not concerned about Hashem's house, the Chorban Abayis, mm-hmm. yeah? Right? So your house will get destroyed. Okay. Next question, yeah? This is an interesting one, right? So Rav Huna, so he made his Gezerah, yeah? He was Batal Zimra, yeah? And then, and when he did that, Kamea Uzi, right? Avzi, sorry, Bezuzah. So you could buy 100 geese for one Zuz, yeah? So again, like a little question, you can always ask them these on the brothers, yeah? Why pick on geese, yeah? Like, what's special about the geese? So the Marashah deals with this, yeah? So he says, this is quite interesting actually, kind of an inventive shot in a sense, yeah? So he says, number three, yeah? Right? So the following thing, there's a Gemara that says, Haroah Avaz, yeah, but b'chalo, right? If you see a geese in your dream, yitzapa lahachma. Did you know this? If you see a geese, then you know you've got hachma coming. Yeah, it's a good sign. Yeah, shenem hachmos b'chutz taravna. Yeah, right. Ki ha'avaz hu hakolani ba'ofus. Because it says, yeah, that hachma is going to be kind of making a noise outside. Yeah, and a goose apparently is the loudest of the birds. Hatorim. Yeah, so it's kind of linked. Yeah. And if we get rid of Zema, if you make a gezerah not to listen to us, a kind of song, Zocha, the Rinun HaHachma, it comes up like this, the refreshing and the kind of singing out of Hachma. Or maybe Bracha, right? B'min HaHavaz, so Harum is Alazah. So anyway, that's why it's geese, you'll get lots of Hachma. So again, another reason maybe to be a bit careful about listening to music. It will improve your learning, maybe. Who knows? Okay. Now, why? This is just a part. Number four is just a posh pshat, actually. I think it came out for me. It said that if you have wine and four musical instruments, then you get five punishments. Yeah. Right, so I was wondering this. Just the Ein Yaakov just makes the cheshbon to say that actually that's corresponding to five, because the wine plus the four instruments that right, comes to the five. That's just a simple thing. Yeah. That's number four. Yeah. So now coming to number five. So we're getting kind of towards the end of the Gemara here. Yeah. Do you remember that there was kind of, we said we're talking about the Urim and Tumim, right? And we said that was for, I'm just kind of recap the whole Gemara in a sense. We said that was for that stopped at a certain stage. Yeah. And it stopped at the Nevi'im, you know, after the Nevi'im Rishonim. Yeah. So we had a whole discussion who in Nevi'im Rishonim. Basically, we ended up saying like Nevi'im Rishonim actually went on quite a long time, and there was only. Then there was the Avim Achronim that didn't have that. But basically what we said was then at a certain stage, right, all they had, they didn't have that anymore, but they had a bus call, right? A bus call came out, yeah? So that was kind of the introduction to the Sukhya, yeah? And it basically, this bus call came out and said there was someone amongst you who is fitting, they didn't even have Nevuah anymore, someone amongst you is fitting to have Nevuah, right? Now the question that I saw asked was, yeah, why didn't this bus call say who it was? Because they said there's someone amongst you who's fitting to have Nevuah, and everyone looked around and said it must be Hillel HaZaken, yeah, right?
Right.
So, but why didn't the bus call, you know, specify who it was? Why is this kind of ambiguous way? So here the Torah's Knaus, says
is
the
is that Rav Chaim?
No, I don't think so. Yeah. So it's one of the famous Achronim.
Okay, fine. Okay.
So he says, yeah. Yesh loma al pi, right, to Issa, Medrash Rabbi Bracious, yeah, the following thing, to Omer Miksa Shvacha Adam Bafanov, Kula Shalom Bafanov. There's a klal, yeah, you don't say all the praises of someone in front of them, right, you only say a Miksas, yeah. V'nirili, and he says, Deshvacha Yosef Gadol, who Shirui Shetisha Alav Shechina. What could be the greatest praise you could ever give someone? Then this person is fitting to be a Navi, basically, I think, yeah, that he should have the Shechina on him. Yeah, so therefore, Bahabi could call Shivcho, right? So if they had have said, there's a person here in front of us called Hillel HaZaken, he's fitting to have the Shechina on him. So that would be transgressing this prohibition, because that would be saying like the greatest possible praise you could ever say. Yeah, and therefore, right, That's why he explains that he didn't mention Hillel. Right, so it was kind of an illusion, and people realized it was Hillel, but in order to avoid the prohibition of Mamash kind of saying all someone's praises in front of them, that Torah's Kenaz suggests that's why he left it slightly ambiguous, didn't say Mamash, it was Hillel, left it for people to figure out. Now, you may have another idea, but...
Why would they
say it was Hillel, or did they kind of, I suppose they said, they figured out. They looked at him, I don't know where they said it, but... There's an idea of not saying too much.
Right.
Maybe that's a cue of it, that it wasn't Mamish spelled out. Anyway, now this is another, for those who are very meductic, the next one is another one that you can pick up on, right? There was a parallel story for Hillel Zakein and for Shmuel HaKatan, right? But if you look very, very carefully, there's actually a couple of differences.
Yeah.
One of them I'm picking up here, the other one I'll leave you to kind of try to spot, yeah? But the difference here is it switches the order. Did you notice that? Because there was a bus call that came out, and they figured that, it must be Hillel Zakein, and the next one they figured out is Shmuel HaKatan, who's Rui for the Shekhinah. And then when they die, they said a kind of a special hesped, yeah? But what's the hesped, yeah? So when it came to Hillel Zakein, they said, yeah, Hey Chosid, Hey Anav, yeah? But when it came to Shmuel HaKatan, they switched it around. They said, Hey Anav, Hey Chosid, right? Mm-hmm. So now, obviously, the significance between, there seems to be significance in the order and the fact that it switched round, yeah? So, Teres Kenaz also picked up on this, right? So he says, right, so he said the way of praising someone in the hesped is you start with the kind of slightly lower thing and you build up your praises, yeah? So he says, right, kederech aliyas adam, in the way in which a person is built up, not only is he this, but he's this, and he's and you increase, yeah. So he says, v'yesh lomar, therefore, b'mister Hillel, right, sirilei k'reish lakish. So he wants to explain when it came to Hillel, they held like reish lakish, b'avodah zarah, right. There's a certain shita da'anava gedolei mechasidus. It's a machlokus. What's better, right, to be an anav or to be a chasid? What do you think?
Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently, Reish Lakish is another. There's machlokes on this issue.
Where's
Masil Sifrei? I don't know. Tell me.
this comes in the end of Sota.
What's better?
The rights of Pesach Ben Yair.
Yeah, Rabbi.
This comes in the end of Sota. We're going to get there.
So we'll get there. So we'll have to find out. So what's the answer? Anyway, according to this, he wants to say they held right that another is better, and therefore they started with Chassidus, and then they ended up with another, and then obviously you'll have to say that Shmuel HaKatan, they had a different shita, and that explained the different order, right? So Agav, I saw Rabbi Yashav, he says something slightly different, but I think using this yisod, it would also answer. He wants to say it's just a suggestion using what he said. He wants to say that Hillel Zakein was a Nasi, you know that? So for a Nasi, Rabbi Yashav pointed out, that in order to be humble for a Nasi is very difficult, right?
Right.
Because he's like a Nasi.
So
I was thinking, according to this, it could be that everyone would agree, Chassidus is actually like objectively the higher level. But for someone who's a Nasi to be humble, wow, that's even more than Chassidus.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, so that would also explain the switch. Okay, last one, I'll tell you outside, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
You can see it inside, it's just kind of quite long, so I won't go through the whole thing. But basically here, so it says, Amar Rav Ami, yeah? Mishcharev, right, Mikdash Rishon, Batlish, right, and there was a whole list of things, if you include the price, certain things which were lost with the base of Mikdash, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
So we talk about, right, Shira Paradana, yeah? One is a special kind of silk, yeah? And another one is Zuchuchis Levana, a special kind of glass, yeah? And then we talk about Rechav Barzel. So one of the things that the Kohen Ora tries to do, and he's one of the big, Achreinim, by the way, in London as well, So it's, he tries to explain, why these things, why these particular objects, were kind of no longer around. It's a bit, interesting, yeah? I mean, we know the general klal of, the fruit lost their taste and things like that, but why did we lose these objects?
Right.
And basically, he has a whole piece. It's very interesting if you want to see inside, yeah? But his basic kind of thesis is, that in the times of the base of Mikdash, because everything came out from the base of Mikdash, it uplifted the whole Gashmias, and the Ruchnias kind of ruled over, in a sense, the Gashmias. And therefore, he says, the whole Gashmius was much, much more refined. Yeah, it was like a very, very kind of pure kind of Gashmius. Yeah, and basically, he said these things, right, like this, like, for instance, this pure glass, yeah, reflected the fact that glass itself was like very clear, very pure, very like, it was like a kind of a higher level of Gashmius, yeah? And therefore, he says, when we lost the base of Mikdash, everything became like more murky. Like, I don't know, like, you know, maybe like if you looked at our glass nowadays, yeah? It's like not pure glass. It's like if you were a scientist, you would say, well, actually, like, you know, it's got all these things in and that you can't really see. It's not so transparent and whatever. Like, I mean, I'm just in the marshal, yeah? But basically, that's kind of what he was saying. Like, we lost this, the kind of purity of the glass. And similarly, the clothing, he says, yeah? They used to wear, like, clothing that was, like, he calls it, like, clean and pure. And this was, like, this certain type of silk that was, like, I guess, unadulterated, clean kind of silk. And we lost that. Mm-hmm. Now, you have to be a bit inventive, though. What about this kind of Rech of Barzel? Mm-hmm. So he actually says that that's an allusion to the weaponry that they had to fight the Yetzer Hara. Well, you like that? Right. He says the Rech of Barzel is that they used to have Kli Krav, the weaponry that which they would overpower the Yetzer Hara. And because of the destruction of the base of Mikdash, we lose that kind of weaponry. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. So basically, we're in a different matzav. That's really what it's kind of getting to. It's a similar thing, but in terms of losing the taste of the fruit, I suppose. But it's just kind of expanding to those objects.
Beautiful. Sure. Thank you.
Ah,
so right. Does that mean it's higher, or does that mean another
is
higher?
Then he carries on and he says, Chassidus is the highest. At the end, if you carry on, though, right.
He's saying
No, he would say that in the order.
Oh.
In the order.
Order, so you're saying Chassidus is lower.
I think he carries on and says that Chassidus is greater than all of them.
Did you like that? If you were here for Shabbos, you hear Rav Avishai, who said, like, what's the definition of a chassid? He said it's a great story, yeah?
Right. He said,
what was it? The business rob? Yeah,
the business rebbe,
yeah? And there was someone there, and, like, you know, he was on holiday somewhere. Was it on holiday?
Yeah, it was on holiday.
And he was sitting with someone, another Jew, and the other Jew was like, oh, you know, I'm also chassid, yeah? Right. So Vinny Rose, you're a chassid?
I think it's the difference between the moral chassid and the...
Yeah. Completely different concept. Yeah, sorry, it's just a bit of a. Right. Yeah. So he's like, yeah, I'm a chassid. I drink whiskey. Yeah. So we didn't like that so much. He said, I'll tell you what a chassid is. Yeah. This is what Abishai said. A chassid is someone. He said a whole expression in Yiddish. Yeah. Who says, right? Like, you know, even if I do a very little thing. Yeah. That's not a nothing. Yeah. Right. But even if I do a lot. It's not everything, yeah. So right. Like, you know, so he's saying, like, you know, even if, like, you should, a Jew should always know, yeah, that whatever, even if they turn up like at the end of a seder, learning to say, or at the end of the whatever, it's not nothing, it's something, yeah, and it's you should be proud of it, you should feel good, yeah. But if you know, even if you're mamish, you think you're stark, and you're doing everything, you're not doing everything. Yeah, you always need that balance. Yeah. That's a chosid. Yeah. Anyway.
The guy that turns up five times for the shir, he doesn't make a big deal of it. The guy that comes 10 minutes before the end makes a big deal of it. He says, I thought. You think, what's the point of coming? I mean, that's my turn. But surely the guy that turns up five times for the end, he's going to be embarrassed. What's the point of that? I miss most of it.
Yeah.
There's no square for it. You're like,
it's true. Yeah. Very nice. Yeah. Very good.